Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Inside the 8 o'clock hour on The Fan in New York. As the Rangers go down in Raleigh, North Carolina, 1-0 to the Hurricanes. The second period has begun. And as I look down the turnpike, the Mets gotta make it happen. Jose Quintana is an out away from going through 5 innings clean. And if he does that, you gotta win that game. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's get back into it. 877-337-6666. We did plenty of Yankee talk, and we will continue. But let's talk Mets with Gavin in Woodbridge. Gavin, you're on The Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, super fan Keith.
That's funny, right?
Yeah, it's great. First time caller, but I love your show. You really do a great job.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to just share my Met experience. There's nights where, you know, I go out to dinner, or I'm at the bowling alley, and I check my phone. It'll be like the 7th inning, and Mets have 0 runs with 1 hit or 2 hits. This is an occurrence, I swear, for the past, I don't know, 10 years. It's like every week it happens. It happened last night. Tonight, I look, they have 2 runs now. But is it just me? I feel like the past 10 years, just so many of these games that they just, I'm not talking at 1 or 2, have like 0 to 1 hit and 0 runs. It seems like they get shut out more than any team in the league.
I mean, baseball is hard. I was just talking about how the hardest thing to do in baseball or in sports is to hit a baseball. It's not just them. The Yankees, in their first like 11 losses, had 5 shutouts. But man, yeah, it seems like the Mets, like, they're up against getting no hit multiple times already in this year. They had a perfect game going with Aaron Nola the other day. They've been shut out. The lineup is disconnected and disjointed at times. Different, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, the talent is not absent. There's definitely guys that can hit. I think Francisco Alvarez, once he's back, he'll hopefully
add. He's the spark. They're missing his energy for sure.
Absolutely. Vientos coming up. He's been hitting okay the past week. But, I'll leave it at that. Thanks for having me on, Keith. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Gavin. I mean, they're not getting enough from the core of the Mets that are paid and expected to perform. The end. Lindor has to be better. He's hitting 198, 0-for-2 tonight. Pete Alonso had the right energy to start the game with a solo shot. He's got 10 homers on the year. He's doing what he's supposed to do, but that average is low. It is what it is. Oh, it's Pete Alonso. He's going to hit bombs. Nimmo getting scratched. Tyrone Taylor has had some good games and some hot streaks and some moments. He's 0-3 now. JD Martinez, professional hitter, added late. You added him because you've struggled to have a good DH in the era of the universal DH. Can't complain about him. DJ Stewart came on late. I don't know. It's not enough. That's the guys in the middle of the order. Brett Beatty. I just don't know about Brett Beatty as a hitter. He's made some plays in the field. I don't care to keep talking about Jeff McNeil. All in all, I think this is a team headed towards selling again. As you saw last night, the deleted tweet from Steve Cohen said it's all in the future, nothing we can do until the trade deadline. Oh, so you have the same strategy that you had last year going into the trade deadline? Because hope is not a strategy. But when you got the deep pockets like Steve has, you can sell off again. I mean, sell off that Lindor contract. See who wants Lindor. He might be better somewhere else. 877-337-6666. So when Gavin started his call, he addressed me as a super fan, which I don't consider myself a super fan. But Eric Bolin, who I'm going to go out of my way to find Eric Bolin tomorrow. No smoke, no problems, no issues with Yankee beat writer Eric Bolin, who I've met a bunch of times. But Eric Bolin put out a tweet that I think got more interaction than WFAN's tweet. And his tweet read, "Understand Susan Waldman is taking a rare series off this weekend. So WFAN is making the interesting choice of having Yankee superfan Keith McPherson work Friday and Saturday with Justin Shackle. On Sunday, it'll be Meredith Marakovich working with Shackle." And so, I mean, when I first saw that, I laughed because, tagging me as a super fan removes my professional title. I'm a radio host. Like, that's what I get paid to do. That's my profession. That's also what I sought out to do when I went to college. I graduated with a radio and television degree. Like, let's also not remove my education, as so many people love to do online. Superfan makes it seem like I'm a kid caster, like the Mets have, right? The Mets have these kid casters that win a sweepstakes and get to join, Gary and Keith in the booth. so I'm a super fan. I won a contest. I won a raffle being a fan that I get to call two games this weekend. That's cute. But, I think Eric is someone, I met Eric a couple years ago, actually at spring training in the booth, the first time I sat in with John and Susan. And I think he's someone that has been on Yankees Twitter, well, really tweeting about the Yankees for a long time. So he has seen me go from, let's say, as far back as 10 years ago, tweeting from the MLB fan cave as a Yankee fan in Derek Jeter's final season, to working with the guys in Bronx Pinstripes and going to Philly, going to Wrigley Field, going to PNC Park. And what I used to do for those guys was shoot content, following the Yankees around, traveling. And then I ended up doing a podcast with them. And then I ended up doing the podcast with Joe's McFly and tweeting out from my account and building the whole Pinstripe Strong account. And I used to tweet from the John Boy Media account and used to run with John Boy and those guys. So when, you initially saw me, you saw me as a fan, as a super fan. I'm a fan, but I don't think I'm a super fan. And I don't think that my position here is because of my, wild fandom, but I understand people want to label me as a fanatic. I know when I first came into WFAN, people were like, "Oh, let's see how long this Yankee fan shtick lasts." And I'm like, "It ain't no shtick. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I love the Yankees. I'm a fan. I'm gonna keep going to the game. And I'm gonna keep talking about the team as we and us. I'm a part of it. But I can talk football. I can talk basketball, and I picked up hockey." So it's not just Yankees all the time. I'll talk to you about the New York Mets. I'll talk to you about Jalen Brunson. I'll talk to you about the New York Giants, 100 years, and these rugby jerseys. And, I just understand the internet is full of opinions and takes and thoughts, and it's not real life. It's not real life. I don't think Eric has any issue with me. I think he just wrote about me and described me in the way that he felt about me from knowing me from when I started, and that's fine. But for anyone else out there that, like Gavin who called in, "Oh, Yankees super fan Keith McPherson?" Nah, no way. No way. Aho just scored that goal, Manny. Shesterkin. Oh, bro. I'm just going to not really talk about it, but the Rangers are down 2-0. So when was the last? Look, they just zoomed in on a Rangers fan in Raleigh. He looks sick. Oh, my.
That was Sebastian Aho, yes.
He's dirty, man. Watch this goal. Boop. Ah, oh, just Shesterkin.
Oh, no, check that. That was Seth Jarvis.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, that was the assist. I thought he pushed it through Shesterkin's leg. Oh, my goodness. Right through Shesterkin's legs. Assist. Jarvis just taps it in. I know what type of night this is turning into. The Rangers have to wake up. They have to. I was looking at something, and now we're just, you know, seamlessly leaving the Yankees conversation. And I'll end that by saying I'm a radio host. This is WFAN. I work for WFAN. So me working the Yankee game Friday and Saturday is just a shift change. I won't be on after the Yankees post game tomorrow night taking your calls and talking about the Yankees. Instead, I'll be sitting with my boy Shaq as we watch the game and talk about the game in real time. But in real time, this is a nightmare. In real time, the Rangers fans are sweating right now, are thinking about the past right now, and are hoping that their team has a pulse right now. These guys got to get off the deck. They haven't scored since Jacob Trouba had that shorthanded goal how many periods ago now? They have to respond. If you go down 3-0 in this game, I don't know, man. So what I was saying before was that I was, you know, pregame, I was looking at some stuff and putting together some Rangers notes, and I already know where this show is going to go by the end of the night. So we'll keep taking your calls on the Yankees and the Mets at 877-337-6666. I came in tonight and I said, as a Devils fan, I certainly don't envy your position. As Rangers fans, I remember being home on my paternity leave last year and the thrill of coming back and defeating the Rangers in the first round, but then obviously getting smacked by the Hurricanes in the second round. It wasn't no fun. And right now, Rangers fans are not having fun. And pregame, I was looking at all of the different clips and interviews and things coming out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And this Hurricanes team is battle-tested. This Hurricanes team, they have all the momentum right now. And this Hurricanes team is on a mission, and they spoke on it, and they said their mission is get back to New York. Operation Get Back to New York. And the Rangers respond as I say that. See? Get off the mat right away. Can't go down 3-0. Right away they respond 2-1.
That's Vinny Trocheck.
There you go, bro. Like, somebody has to boss up. There it is. There it is. Make it happen. Force your will on these guys. And show that they're facing elimination. You're up a game. The stars have to be stars. What a shot. What a shot. Woo, boy. If you're not watching this Rangers game right now, cut it on. It's getting extremely interesting. And, yeah, we'll get back to it, but we'll get back to the phones. 877-337-6666. Ryan is in Hazlitt. Ryan, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, boss? How you doing tonight?
Good, man. I'm worried about the Rangers, but at least they responded as I was calling for them to get off the mat, get off the deck. Oh. They scored right away, immediate answer to that second goal.
I don't know. I don't know what it is about hockey. Sometimes with like the geo of like the team, you know, you don't think North Carolina, Florida, you'd be like, oh, there's a hockey team there, you know, and they're good, and they're like, you know, veteran.
Yeah, even as they showed, like, you know, as we've watched the Knicks and the Rangers, they show you the New York City skyline, and it's beautiful. They just showed the skyline or, like, the four buildings in Raleigh, North Carolina.
The four buildings. It would have been better if they showed Harrisonburg, you know?
Facts.
Port Republic. I love the fact that these kids are calling in on you, bro. You're getting that generational talent, bro.
Yeah, I love it too. I love it too.
Little minor leaguers, you know?
You know, those are the kids listening in the back seat of the car. Those are the kids that, you know, they're probably making their dad smile when they say, Dad, can I call the radio? Can I call on the Keys show? They make me smile too. I got a little boy now. I got a son now. He doesn't know anything about what I do or the radio. And, you know, it's awesome. I can't wait till he's old enough to be like, yo, I was listening to your radio show, Dad.
Mm-hmm. My first call was to Steve Summers when I was 13 years old, and I'm turning 40 in 2 weeks. So.
Hi. Yeah. Shout out to Steve. Yeah. Steve coming back real soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? You know what? My question is, the only thing that I... What are we going to do, you know, when Cole comes back? Gil's on fire. Mitt is doing great. You know, are they... Do you think there is a possibility where maybe they just do something where, like, Gil and, like, Schmidt maybe take a day off here and there and they do, like, a modified six-man rotation?
I think there's a six-man rotation. I think a six-man rotation is the first possibility, especially to kind of ease Cole back into things, give an extra day of rest. And I've been dreading this June schedule, but I'm not as much anymore with the way that the team is playing. But, you know, I've spoken about the gauntlet that the Yankees are going to go through in June when it gets hot.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just the teams on the schedule. And if that's when Cole is coming back, if they want to start with a six-man rotation, so be it. Because Luis Gil's not going to run out of bullets in June. He's not going to be at an innings limit in June. If anything, he's going to be even more into the, you know, the form that we're seeing. So you don't pull that guy. You're not pulling Clark Schmidt either. You're not pulling Nestor Cortez. And then obviously with the money that you pay Marcus Stroman and Carlos Rodon as veterans, they're not getting bumped. Obviously, we think Luis Gil would be a prime candidate because he's coming back from Tommy John. He's young. And, I mean, I've even projected him as being somebody to come out of the bullpen throwing 98, striking out the side. But I don't think they're going to be in a rush to do that. Maybe that's something we see in the postseason. And I did read something today about Matt Blake not being inclined to remove Luis Gil out of the rotation unless his mechanics start to break down later in the year. And it looks like they need to do that to save him.
And the big thing about pitching, man, is that starters and relievers, that's a whole different type of warm-up, a whole different type of, you know, you have to be ready, trying to get guys warm, trying to be there. You're not just like saying like, oh, I'm gonna set my fastball in. No. You got to be pinpoint. When there's guys on base, it's a tough situation, man. It's like, it's a different mindset and a different warm-up because you got to get ready in eight throws, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if Luis Gil has done it in his career. I am just looking at his stuff and, you know, his strikeout stuff and his velocity and how electric he is and projecting him as like, hey, you bring that guy out of the bullpen in the eighth, nobody's touching him. And then, you know, Cole comes in to close it down. But no, I think they're leaving him. He's a starter.
He's also got bona fide closer stuff too. So, you know, who knows where he's going. And by the way, golf. Welcome to the abyss, bro. This is good. It's the greatest thing in the world.
I held out for so long, and now that I was in there today learning how to grip the golf club, now I've got, like, form. And by the time I was leaving, I was striking the ball. I was hitting it hard. I was looking at I was hitting it straight. The guy was telling me, he's like, you're already above average and how hard you're hitting the ball and all this other stuff. Oh, no. That's a third goal.
Yeah.
3-1. 3-1 just, Hurricanes.
A word of advice I heard from somebody with golf, go from the green up. Everybody can smack a ball 275 yards. If you're sitting there and you're taking 18 shots 5 feet from the green, it's the worst.
Right. I know it's gonna be completely different, Ryan. Like I'm using a golf simulator in a building. I know it's gonna be completely different when I get out there on a golf course, but here we go, man. I know I'm going to spend way too much time trying to be good at golf and never get good.
Yeah, man. Have yourself a great night.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. 877-337-6666. The Hurricanes have the edge. They're rolling. It's their game right now to lose. Like, I was calling for the Rangers to respond, and they did. And then just a few minutes later, the Hurricanes are like, no. This is Operation Get Back to New York. It's going to take heroics from the Rangers to come back and win this. They're going to, right now, they would need three goals to come back and win this 4-3. And then Shesterkin has to stand on his head, which he's doing the opposite of. He's not having a good time right now. And I know the narratives, right? I know I was on a couple nights ago with Johnny Lazarus and I floated it out there. Jonathan Quick is on this team, and all season we talked about how good it was to have this guy who's won Stanley Cups, and he's a veteran, and Shesterkin has been great. But when they went up 3-0 in the series, I floated out the thought of, hey, maybe game four you play Quick, and Johnny Lazarus was like, no, Shesterkin has been amazing. You don't mess with that. And I'm like, it's not messing with it. is kind of going back to the formula you had in the season and leaning on a guy that's got plenty playoff experience and giving your guy a blow. But, I mean, I don't know. And I forget which game it was where Shesterkin took like a mean hit. I think it might have been game 3 or 2. The plot thickens, Rangers fans. Hold on, those of you that are listening. Let's get back to the phone. Al is out in Queens. What's up, Al? You got it?
How's it going, Keith? Congrats on the next couple of days. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You were mentioning earlier in your show how you've been a Yankee fan for such a long time and you've never booed a Yankee.
Never. Been to hundreds of games, never booed a Yankee.
I've been a Yankee fan since May 26, 1966. So I've got to a lot of games. And I've always sworn, you know, you give your best effort. Or, hey, if you win, you win. You lose, you lose. You strike out. Whatever happens, happens. That's part of baseball. But I always wanted to see the effort given at least. And there was one Yankee in 1989 that went out of his way to want to get off the team. And when the last game that I went to see him play, he was traded right after the game. He was just jogging down to first and every time he hit the ball. And it really got me frustrated. And I did boo the hell out of him. And he got traded to the Oakland A's and he won a World Series. So he got what he wanted. But I refused to acknowledge him when he was elected to the Hall of Fame. I go up to see all my Yankees get into the Hall of Fame. I refused to go see him. It was just, I've never gotten over the fact that he went out of his way to get traded. And by doing so, he didn't give his effort. And in the last game, he played as a Yankee. And I guess you know who that is.
Yeah, I understand that. I just blacked out, though, as I'm looking at the Mets game, and that ball just went off the wall. You said an Oakland A. What year were we talking about?
1989. He was traded from the Yankees to Oakland, and he won a World Series. And I'll never get over the fact that he got what he wanted. The press reported he wanted out of New York.
Oh, yeah. Run, Ricky, run.
That's right. And I'm telling you, Keith, you know, when I saw him do all those accolades year after year after year, it just got me upset.
No, and I've heard this from people before. Obviously, I was not alive. Or no, I was 1 year old at the time. But, like, I heard that, and I understand. You know, hustling is something that is mandatory, and playing a certain kind of Yankee way is mandatory and as good as Ricky Henderson was as a baseball player, that kind of sours you as a fan on him. That makes you feel a certain type of way about a guy. And there's business, but there's also just like a respect of the game.
Exactly, the respect of the game. That was exactly my point in 89. And I know people tell me, well, how about Cano? Did you ever boo Cano? I was frustrated with Cano. The guy was a talent. He played the way he played all the time, and I didn't like the way that he jogged a lot of times, but he did give effort. He had great offensive numbers. You know, he helped win a World Series. I didn't like the fact that he jogged it a bit, but I did not boo him because of what he did outside of just jogging to first base.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Henderson, when it was reported, and I went to that game, and I saw what he was doing, and I said, oh, you know, the Yankees are going to trade him. And sure enough, to Oakland, of all places.
Sure.
And he wins the World Series, and that just got me upset. And so I've met every Yankee I've ever wanted to meet in my life, at card shows, what have you.
Yeah.
And when he was around, I went out of my way never to want his autograph.
Oh, okay. I was just with Ricky at the Pinstripe Pride event. He showed up back-to-back years, and that's why I blank because I'm watching the game, but I remember hearing somebody, an older Yankee fan, talk about, I'm not interested in shaking his hand or talking about him. I remember how he, and I'm like, what?
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No, people remember that. People don't forget stuff like that.
Never. I remember everything. I remember the first Yankee I ever saw hit on television. I was a big fan of his until the day that he died. And it was just something. I mean, my first game was July 26, 1966.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know your history of Yankee years, but Roger Maris was hurt most of the year. He only hit 9 home runs. I went to see one of those 9 home runs as my first game ever.
Awesome.
And I didn't get to meet him, but I did get to meet Fritz Peterson, who started that game. And I got a ball, and he signed a date for me. And I tell you, RetroSheet.org is the best website in the world. You can look up any game from your .org.
Never heard of
it. And you can look up any game. Oh, you never heard of it?
I'm on it now.
Okay, you click on it. You click on the year, the first time that you remember seeing a baseball game. You click on the Yankees. You click on the year of that. And then you look down and scroll down the list of games. And if you remember anything of your game that you saw for the first time, click on it. They give you the box score. They give you a synopsis. They do everything. I've looked up a lot of games that I saw when I was younger. I started when I was 7 years old. And it's all there. It is the best website in the world, RetroSheet.org.
Yeah, I'm about to fall down that rabbit hole right now, Al. Thanks for the call. 877-337-6666. A few things. That just made me think about this documentary that's out there, The Bronx Zoo, 90, Crime, Chaos, and Baseball. That came out today on Peacock, talking about the 1990 Yankees. That's before my time. I got to watch that. I was going to watch it after the game today, but I took a nap, and then I got ready for the show, and I drove in. I'm definitely going to be up tonight and can't sleep, and I got to cue this up. I got to use my sister's login and log into Peacock to watch this Bronx Zoo documentary and learn more. You know, I've watched all the Yankeeographies with John Sterling, and I've Googled a ton of stuff, and I think all of us know, like, general Yankees history. I'm not a trivia guy. I watch Name That Yankee on the Yankee broadcast. They are incredibly challenging. They're hard. Shout out to Troy Benjamin and the Yes Crew. They are difficult. I'm like, I can't think like that. My brain doesn't work like that. And I know some of you baseball fans, you guys have encyclopedias for brains. You guys can remember all these years and stuff. I think I'm better remembering what's going on right now, which lends itself to my job. Like, I can tell you what happened in the NBA last night. I can tell you what happened in Major League Baseball. I can name players that are playing right now. I can tell you where, you know, they played prior to the team that they're on and college. And
oh, my goodness.
Nope, that's staying in. With that I was about name, to say, that's that about name, to take the lead.
With that Name That Yankee stuff, though, like, they rank how difficult it is in the top right corner. I remember there was one that was like a 5 recently, and I forgot who it was, but I was born in the 90s, but I like to think that I'm a pretty big Yankee fan as well. It was like a 5, and I just could not get it. I think it was a Chili Davis one recently.
Chili Davis. You know what it is? It's all from this, like, that baseball grid game where they have the like, tic-tac-toe box.
Immaculate Grid.
Immaculate Grid is the name of it. I don't play that either. I suck at stuff like that. I don't have that kind of brain. I'm not wired that way. I can't think on the fly like that. I can kick a rap off the top of my head. I can't do that, though. Like, I can't do the Immaculate Grid. I can't do name that. Even though I just froze there because I'm watching this Mets game, and now the Mets, it's not scoreless anymore. And the Mets go to the bullpen, and I've talked about how great Reed Garrett has been, but it hasn't been a clean inning for him. The Mets give up their 2-0 lead, and now it's a new ball game, tied 2-2 going into the 7th. So here we go, Mets fans. I said earlier you can't lose a Jose Quintana start, but now that's on the table. 877-337-6666. Let's take a break here. The Rangers are also down 3-1 with about 5 minutes left in the second period. Yankee fans call me up. Mets fans call me up. Rangers fans call me up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple.
For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Send it up the pot. Put the wrong label on me, I'ma get them dropped. How many stocks do I have in stock? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. I just did the Kendrick. Not Like Us verse. A couple bars over Tupac. All eyes on me. Hip hop, hip hop. For you hip hop heads that caught that. I know Manny caught that behind the glass. And oh no. We're in here watching the Rangers and talking about this Rangers game as we're about to go into the third period. I'm like, Shesterkin looks like he's in a nightmare. And up 2 goals with the score 3-1. The Carolina Hurricanes got a period here until they, I'm just going to let it breathe, let it be. We'll see what happens. Now, I have eyes on the Metsies. And like I said, Jose Quintana goes out there and gives you his best start in the last few starts, in the last few weeks. You got to win that one. And this is a desperation back against the wall. Your owner's out there tweeting stuff about the trade deadline in the middle of May. You're sending guys down, bringing guys back up. Guys are getting scratched. The fan base is starting to look at this team and say, why do we need a dance crew? Why do we need 5 different jerseys? Why do we kick Buck Showalter to the curb in favor of a rookie manager? Oh, so he could listen to our new president of baseball operations. Aren't we in a window where we're supposed to be winning? Oh, wait, no, it's a philosophy change. How long do we got to wait? It's always next year. It's always 2 years. It's always down the road. So not great, but
the game is not over. Bottom seventh, it's 2-2. But can I take an opportunity to say that the Philadelphia Phillies are really good? I think I replied to BT's tweet two nights ago when he was talking about how bad the Mets are. I'm like, not for nothing. The Phillies are good. The Phillies are the best team in the National League. They've got the best record in baseball. They should have went to back-to-back World Series. Can we give them some credit? Like, are you guys not paying attention? The Phillies might have the best rotation in the sport. They have three guys that could be considered aces. Two right now that are in conversation for NL Cy Young winners. And their lineup is tough for anybody to face. Plenty of mashers, plenty of good hitters in that lineup that could take you deep. So tip my cap to the Phillies. And I think the Yankees do play down there in Citizens Bank Park. I haven't been down there since 2018. It's fun. They have a nice ballpark. I like it down there. And it's not a far trip at all. You can drive right down there. And the tickets were not expensive either. And security down there, I don't remember security being like the security at Yankee Stadium. This was now 6 years ago. I remember going pretty much where I wanted to go. And what I did was wear my like red 2014 All-Star jersey, Derek Jeter jersey from the Minnesota All-Star game, his last All-Star game. And I wore a red like Fred Durst Yankees cap. So I blended in. Nobody messed with me. They didn't see pinstripes. They didn't see the road grays. I blended in, and I pretty much went to whatever section I wanted to go into. Maybe I'll do that again. 877-337-6666. Yeah, the Yankees will not play the Phillies in Philadelphia until Monday, July 29th, and it's a three-game set, a 640 game, a 640 game on Monday and Tuesday, and then a Wednesday game at 12:35. I'd like to go to one of those games. Maybe I can get down there for that. And Yankee fans, if you haven't done it yet, go look at that June schedule. I've been talking about the June schedule. They will have the they'll come back from San Fran, and I'm not worried so much about the Giants. We'll see how the West Coast trip goes. But we just faced the Twins. They will start off facing the Twins, who I'm not worried about. But after I take this call, I'll tell you about the rest of the month of June and the teams that the Yankees are going to face. Jarvis is up in Harlem. Jarvis, you're back on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hanging out. Kind of worried about what the Rangers are going to do the rest of the way and what these calls are going to be like from Rangers fans and what the vibe is going to change and turn into. But that's not for right now. We're talking about the Mets. We're talking about the Yankees. We're getting some baseball conversation in with the Knicks not on till tomorrow night and the fate of the Rangers up in the air right now.
Yeah. I'm watching the Nuggets and, you know, trying to close them out in sixes.
You don't even got to watch. I'm not even paying attention to that.
I am. But I want to talk about the Yankees, you know, a big win against the Twins since 2002. You know, the Yankees are dominant against the Twins. I think they're like 120-44 against the Twins. And it comes in the postseason, they're like 16-2 against the Twins in the postseason. So they just dominated against the Twins. So that was a nice win, complete a sweep against the Twins. So then they come home playing against a struggling White Sox, which is not that good of a team. So they should beat the White Sox. So coming up with a 5-game road trip and finish 5-1 and then some 6-game road trip, I take that anytime.
Oh, yeah. I was telling the architect earlier today, I was like, you know, knowing that I'm calling this game, my first time calling a game on Friday, I just was like, fingers crossed that the Yankees won on the road, swept, and like, you know, just good vibes and good energy for a Friday night return to the Boogie Down, and they did it there in first place. They got the 30 wins, and, you know, Minnesota's always nice. They're our pals. They cooperate. They lay down for the New York Yankees. They don't put up a fight.
Yeah, so that was a good one, but
good luck to your Nuggets, man. I know that game just started, and I don't have to watch it. I guarantee in 2.5 hours, the Nuggets will be advancing to the Western Conference Finals again.
Yeah, whoever we face is OKC or the Dallas.
Most likely Dallas. Mavericks.
Yeah. All right, man, Keith. Talk to you later.
Thanks for the call, Jarvis. 877-337-6666. So back to my guy, Eric Bolin. 7 hours ago, Eric Bolin, who tweeted that I'm a super fan getting a chance to be on the broadcast, commented that coming into today, the Yankees are 119-44 against the Twins since 2002, including the postseason. And then Aaron Gleeman wrote 4 hours ago that now the winning percentage for the Minnesota Twins versus the Yankees since 2002 is 268. The Twins' winning percentage versus all other teams is almost double that at 514. And it's just a tale as old as time. The Yankees own the Twins. And even in a year like this where I'm like, hey, you know, they're playing good baseball. These guys are hot right now. Let's not sleep on them going into their building. We got to face Pablo Lopez. We got to face Joe Ryan. Like, the Yankees are rolling. Right. It did not matter at all. It did not matter at all. It didn't matter. The Yankees didn't care. The Yankees are like, yo, you didn't realize Judge is back? And we got Glaber to snap out of it. They shut him out, back-to-back games. And outside of that Jeffers home run, that solo shot Tuesday off of Rodon, they had nothing. Nothing since that first inning. So the Yankees win 5-1, 4-0, 5-4. And we won't face the Minnesota Twins again until they come to the Bronx for a three-game set Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 4th through 6th. But then, bum, 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 that Dodgers series probably already sold out. I already got people checking in with me. Hey, congrats on the whole calling the Yankees game this weekend, but do you have any connects for the Dodgers series? No, I don't. They're sold out. The Los Angeles Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Max Muncy and Freddie Freeman and Tyler Glasnow. Yeah, those guys are coming to New York the 7th, the 8th, the 9th, all night games. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be lit. Can't wait. But, you know, will that be a fall classic preview? I know Major League Baseball's dream is to have Yankees-Dodgers World Series, and I know that's going to be sold out. I know it's going to be hot. We're going to be in the thick of the summer, and hopefully both teams are healthy, and hopefully Gerrit Cole is back. Hopefully Gerrit Cole is ready to go. And then the Kansas City Royals, I'm not too worried about, but I have respect for the Royals for the offseason that they had and some of the players on their team, like Salvador Perez and Bobby Witt Jr., and they're a second-place team. They're only a game and a half behind the Cleveland Guardians in the Central. They're 26-19 right now, so you can't overlook them either. So coming off that Dodger series, the Yankees go to Kansas City, to Kauffman, to face the Royals for a four-set where you can't take anyone lightly. And then you go face the Boston Red Sox, who I know you guys might not be paying attention, but the Boston Red Sox, again, they're not as bad as everybody thought they were going to be. Obviously, they didn't have a good offseason, but they've got some pitching, and I have respect for Alex Cora and what he's able to do with their team. They're a game above 500. They're in third place. And, you know, going to Fenway, things get wacky up there in that stupid dimension ballpark that they have. And then you get one day break, and then you come home to face the Baltimore Orioles. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, no, not the Orioles. Oh, the Yankees got to prove it against the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, can't wait to see them come into our building and see how they do. But that's going to be a rough week because after a three-game set with the Baltimore Orioles, you have to face the Atlanta Braves. And I'm sure that's going to be a sold-out series. My neighbor is from Georgia, and I know months ago, actually I ran into him after I did the Pinstripe Pride event, we were talking about the Braves series. I know there's going to be a lot of Braves fans and Atlanta people and people from the South that just want to come up to New York in the summer, and that's the weekend. So that series is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday with two night games and a day game. And then the Subway Series, two games against the Mets that will not mean anything to us. If the Yankees lose them, so what? If the Mets win them, World Series champs. And then we have four games up in Toronto to end the month against the Blue Jays, who are in last place right now. But the Blue Jays love talking about the Yankees, and even though the Yankees have owned them, they've got some hitters and they've got some pitchers, and maybe it'll be a different story with them by the end of June. 877-337-6666. Dave is in Westchester. Dave, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, and Matt, thanks for taking my call. Just put my GM hat on. When the Martian comes back, now that Rizzo is showing some life, why not package him and Torres next year for a nice pitcher? And it sounds, you know, why not Judge at first? And then the Martian could play second, and when Judge wants to rest, DJ's coming back, and Cabrera played a decent first. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so
I love the show. Your fandom is pouring through my speakers. You're very entertaining. You know what? I'm staying up to midnight to listen to you, even though I got to be at work at 6. It's so entertaining, and I appreciate everything you do.
I appreciate it, but reminder, everyone, all of this stuff goes to podcasts, and you can pause in the Odyssey app, and you don't have to stay up. It's on demand now. We're in 2024. You guys can...
Yeah, nothing's better than live.
Yeah, you're right. The the connection to live radio, it's the most intimate platform, one-to-one. Like,
What are your thoughts on
Yeah, so
I wanted to
walk it back. You said the package... Gleyber Torres and Anthony Rizzo at the deadline, trade them away for a starting pitcher first?
Not deadline, next year. I mean, that's a deadline, because I don't think the Martians ready.
We won't be able to do that next year, because after this year, Gleyber Torres and Rizzo's contracts are up.
That's correct. You know what? You're right. You know what? The time has come. What do you think? Not wrapping them up in a deal, Rizzo's showing some life, Torres a little bit of life.
I like your idea of putting Judge at first base, though, just to get Judge off his feet. And
that's correct. And you know what? He's not going to run too many walls at first, I can tell you that.
I always hear the joke about, like, oh, he's in center field, he's not going to run into the wall. First base, he definitely shouldn't be running into the wall. He'll be running into the dugout. But I like the idea of transitioning Judge into somewhat of a first baseman.
And we'll get a few more years out of him. You know what? I wish when I was at the hot corner, I had a 6'7" target.
If he's up for it and if he's feeling like, yeah, that's something he could do. We've seen him, I think, in spring training take some reps there. I'm not against it. And with Dominguez coming up, you know that guy is going to be a star in this league. And I know no one's mentioning it now, but Spencer Jones exists. Like, there's just potentially a lot of guys. If you sign Soto to a 13, 14-year deal, you have Dominguez, who's 21, and you have Spencer Jones. And I know Verdugo is probably good as gone. But, there's a piece of me that thinks that, hey, if the Yankees gave him a deal, he might, want to stick around. But who knows? I think they have plenty of outfielders. And it's a good problem to have, because last year they had a bunch of infielders playing the outfield and guys that nobody wanted.
Yes, Nolan Hal Steinbrenner, he has the number already for Mr. Soto. He's got the number already. I'm smelling 40 a year. I'm smelling
north,
that.
Yeah, north of $40 million a year for sure.
He's worth every nickel.
Yeah, and he is. And these guys get paid more and more every season. Judge got 40 a year. And if Judge got that now 2 years ago, Soto is going to get probably north of 45.
And people don't forget that the Yankees are printing money. You know that.
That's what I said. I'm like, you guys, I always got to remind you guys how much money the Yankees are worth. And that's just what we can Google. They print money, man. That stadium, people are swiping their cards and buying tickets and buying hats and buying merch and buying concessions. You're going to see that this weekend and all next week. Thanks for the call, Dave. 877-337-6666. 2 hours down. Here we are with the Rangers. This third period, man. They need to have their best period of the series right here. And then your New York Mets, they're down. It's 3-2, top of the eighth. Can they make it happen and come back? Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.